Sidney and Harriet. And they're going to tell us a little something of their recollection, life at home, Town Falls. Okay.
Yeah.
I just started it.
My mother's name was Mary Alice Sherman. She was born in Salisbury, New Brunswick, and her parents moved to Oakville, Maine, when she was about 3 years old. My mother was born in 1860, I believe that's right, I think. Her father was a lumberman and a farmer, as so many were at that time, you know, a great many did both farming and the lumber at that time. And I'm not sure how old Mother was when she came to Island Falls to live, but she went to work when she was about 13 years old and never was home in Oakville very much after that, at their home there in Oakville. Well, when she was 13, she went to live with people by the name of Clark. She always spoke of them as Uncle Jimmy and Aunt Chris. And she said that Aunt Chris taught her almost everything that she knew. I don't know where to go. Just how long she lived with them. But when she came to Island Falls, she came to live with her sister, Susan Berry. And she lived with Aunt Susan, I believe, up to the time that she married my father, which was in 18, what was it, Nancy? The year that they were married.
I don't know.
I ought to be able to share it all.
Now, were you the oldest in the family, Harry?
Oh, no, Kitty.
Kitty was the oldest.
Lucretia.
Lucretia was her name. I never did know.
Yeah. Yes, she was the oldest.
And then who?
Always called her Kitty.
And Fred.
Fred was there.
Then Fred, then myself, and then Marilyn. Nancy's the youngest.
Nancy's the baby.
I know baby.
What can you remember now, the earliest that you can remember, Island Falls? Your mother and father and whatnot.
It's rather hard to tell. I remember especially one time when my father came home from a drive and I was a naughty girl. I don't remember just what I did, whether I said I wouldn't do something. I think perhaps I said I won't. He wouldn't stand for any of us saying I won't do so and so. And he gave me a real good spanking and I never forgot that. Then one other thing that I remember, when I'm quite sure I was three, was when my grandmother Sewell, who lived here, you know, until her death, I can remember very well when she passed away, and father's taking me from picking me up in the other room and going into the parlor where the funeral was to be. That's all I remember of it.
You were three then?
Yeah.
Where do you come into the picture, Nancy? You tell us about your experiences a little later, perhaps. What about schooling now, Harriet? What can you remember?
just how old I was when I started school. But Alice Donham Pettingill was my first teacher.
Where was the school building?
It's set. No, I don't know who, you know, who lives there so near where the old school building used to be.
Well, Haley
Belding.
Yeah, by the school.
Yeah.
And the old school building was moved up onto the, it used to call it Hill. There doesn't seem to be any Hill there now.
That's
you
where.
By Billy Webber.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Remember who my first teacher was? Was it DeBarry?
I should think probably was, but I couldn't
would she
be sure.
Before Kathy Buckley?
Oh, no. No, I'm sure she didn't. But she was ill such a long time.
Well, then you went on to Round Falls High School.
I never went to the marriage.
And the high school building was built where it is now,
mm-hmm.
right?
High school building was built where it is now?
Is it? Or was that on the hill?
Yes.
You graduated from high school. Where'd you go from there,
Harriet? From there? I was married the same year that I graduated. I went to New Hampshire. I lived in New Hampshire most of my married life, not quite all. We were in Massachusetts 3 years. Most of my married life, I was in New Hampshire.
Nancy, where do you come into this picture? What's the first thing you recall? Life at home, or, you know, involved. You must have had a great time growing up together. Some of your things went on as children. Fred told us some of the games that he used to play.
We used to play in the barn a lot. We made tunnels in the hay. I remember the time that Vina Law, Bill's sister, fell down through one of the places where they dropped the hay down in the stall. She fell down through there and on her pitchfork. Do you remember the time that Vina fell on her pitchfork?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Must have been quite a casualty.
It was. I don't recall that, but that it all came out all right. She didn't have any too serious time, but it was a very good, very fortunate thing to happen.
Who were some of your other playmates?
Oh, the two of the girls. Winifred Trulity.
Trulity.
Was a very, very dear playmate. And Leah. And especially Louise Alexander.
That would be Louise, Leah Crabtree.
Yeah, Leah Crabtree.
And Louise
Alexander.
Okay.
And of course, there were many others. I had a lot of playmates. There were playmates, there were children that lived across in what we called the Tanley office that I used to play with. And here in this old house, there was an awful lot going on. And they used to like to get me to take them around the world, which was pretty hard on Mother. But she allowed it. We go all through the house and down through the sheds and through the barn and up into the back chambers and back into the house and out. And I'm telling you, she had the patience of Joe.
I don't remember anything about that.
Oh,
I guess Mother's had to back in those days.
I think I told. I guess I can't say it. about Mother.
Fred said she always had a crowd around her.
She was the sweetest person in the world.
Oh, this house was always full of people. I wish I could remember. I think Alice McKenzie sort of hunted up the number of people who had lived here in the house at the time when I was there. And I just can't remember how many it was. You would be surprised if you could know how many had come and gone in that length of time.
Of course, it was one of the few houses.
Our cousins, many of them, we had lots of cousins, and many of them stayed here for a while to go to school. And many different girls and boys too, you know, would work their board here.
School teachers? Did she board them?
Yes, school teachers. She worked so hard. Nobody works that way today. And I've heard father tell, I just don't dare quote a lot of these things because my memory is too good. He told about when the railroad was going through and all the people that stayed here, and how when they ring, used to be a bell here, I don't know what it became, but all of a sudden the bell fell here. They'd ring that bell, and Father said the men would come out of the wagon shed and the barn and all directions. And he told how much flour she used in a week. Do you remember that, Harry?
Well, Fred said the other day, a barrel of flour every 2 days. She cooked up a barrel of flour every 2 days.
That doesn't seem possible. Maybe it was.
A lot of cooking. Mm-hmm. Churches, what do you remember of churches that you would say? So? Mm-hmm.
We always went to church. Father didn't like to go to church the latter part of his life. He said he couldn't keep awake. And he never belonged to the church. But he always supported the church and was interested in it and wanted all of us to go to church. And I remember when he used to go, he went with Mother.
Oh, yes, he went.
Right along until he... It was hard for him to go. He was much older than Mother. Mm-hmm. He was 15 years older than Mother. And while Mother was a fairly young woman, Father was getting along in years. Mm-hmm. And of course, I was always round with Father. I remember he'd stick his finger out, and for me to take hold of it when we go down the street. He used to take me down the street with him. Mm-hmm. And I can remember when he'd stop on the corner. Sometimes he'd sit down, not often, down there on the corner, and I'd be there on his knee.
You don't see things like that
today. And he took me on trips down the river. And I've been down through to Hansville with him. In those days, it was a lot different, much more of a trip than it is today.
Did he teach you the love of flowers?
Oh, yes. And he used to come home when he was haying. When he was haying, he always came home with the blue-eyed Susan in his hat band for me. Mm-hmm. He'd take the blue-eyed Susan out for me. And yes, he taught me to love the flowers, and he...
Birds.
And he knew, I don't know so much about birds, and he knew the name of a great many flowers, but sometimes the names were different than we have in the book, you know. But usually you'd find that name amongst them. For instance, you take the everlasting, it has two or three names. And he got his knowledge of flowers from his sister, Sarah, who looked after him when he was little. And she used to take him on walks, they said, every Sunday afternoon she took him. And they used to go up to the stream. I can remember him telling me about going up the stream, up to the bridge up there, up as far as that, as they could walk. And teaching them things about the outdoors. And then when it began to be a little bit dusky, you know, in the short days, he said, she'd say, come, William, I hear the wolves, it's time to be going home. They accepted that as, you know, just a signal. But he always said that they were never bothered by the wolves. There were plenty of them. They used to hear them. And they saw one, I think he said, they saw one once down by the old house.
Yes, that was once, did they see it in their opening,
right by this old house they just wanted.
Pauline.
I mean that house that shows up there.
Oh,
that
picture.
Yeah. That's where we'd like to see a museum on that spot.
Now, is that by the firehouse? No?
No, no. That was down where the old
mobile station.
Well,
who were some of your neighbors? I mean, any names that would be familiar? The Crabtrees, of course, must have been.
Oh, yes. Of our time, of course, the Emersons, the Walkers, the Spratts, the Prides, the Berries.
Yorks, when did the Yorks come?
I don't know when they came. Yes, Yorks. True, was it? Oh goodness, I'd probably leave out a whole lot of the ones that were really good neighbors.
Who's the first doctor you can remember?
Ah, Dr. Biglow.
Biglow, that's one friend.
Dr. Biglow, dear old Dr. Biglow. We remember him.
And then did Dr. Mitchell come after him, or was it other one, Snyder?
Dr. Mitchell was here before Snyder. Yes, Dr. Mitchell came after Dr. Biglow. Mm-hmm.
I've heard Mr. Armstrong tell the story about Dr. Mitchell driving out with his riding horse, you know, up to the ridge, pretending that he had this when he first came to town.
You never heard the story about Dr. Mitchell. Oh, no, that was Dr. Cody. Dr. Cody that cut Dad's finger, that took Dad's finger off.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't remember. Dr. Cody was here.
Would that be before Dr. Biglow, maybe?
No, not before Dr. Biglow.
No, think the same. Dr. Biglow was here at the same time.
I think so.
What happened to the finger, Nancy?
Dr. Biglow was before.
Oh, he was working with Uncle Sam, building a cesspool. And I know I can't tell this accurately. The rock fell on his finger. And cut it, broke it off, broke it, and he went to Dr. Cody to have it dressed, or to have it fixed, and he had to cut it off, cut the bone, and then he found he didn't get off quite enough, so he had to do it, take off some more. And Father had that done with one bit of anesthesia. Mm-hmm. I don't see how. We none of us see how he stood that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people wouldn't believe me. Mm-hmm. Then he wrapped his finger up, that piece, and he brought it home. I don't know if I should tell.
Well, sure. Just to show what they were.
And he... Oh, he was in terrible pain, and I can see him now, in the evening, sitting here before the fire, hanging on to that hand. And left out his head. He brought that finger home. It was wrapped up in a piece of cotton, I think. And he gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just a little kid. Oh, I just about, oh, I cried. My head pretty nearly off. And then we took it downstairs and buried it. I can remember going downstairs with him behind the arch and burying that piece of finger. Now, maybe you don't know what I'm saying about the arch, but that's the brick closet, the brick underpinning under this fireplace. And it's a nice little closet. There used to be one just about or similar to it in Uncle Sam's house. That's where Dumondre used to be there. I suppose that's still there, but I don't know.
Now Uncle Sam would be
Father's brother. And that's the one he was helping him with. He suffered dreadfully during the death.
Do you remember any real serious sicknesses? The diphtheria epidemic that I heard them speak about?
That was before my
time.
Your time.
Huh?
Do you remember
diphtheria?
Mm-hmm. I remember about that guy around. One of the little girls for the school in, the first school in, you know, was one of the little Craig girls, Lizzie Craig. She and I think was one of the children of that family that died. And then Wally Boysen was another one who passed away with diphtheria, and I remember that quite distinctly.
But that was after the epidemic that Father.
Oh yes, had. That was a long time after that.
Yes.
They died
off terribly during that first epidemic. Mm-hmm. Way back. Everybody, practically everybody, every family that was around lost children in that epidemic.
And they lost all the children in the family.
Father told about a family, now I thought it was over in Guybrook, but somebody said they thought it was over in Crystal. I guess it was mine that said that they had, I believe, five little girls. And they all died. And who was, do you remember who it was that made the casket?
No, I don't remember him.
Well, it was some old fellow around here anyway that made these boxes. And he said he made one each day. So those five, and that family just cleared right out with them.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Diablo, but I think now I thought it was. I don't know how we could prove it.
Round Falls used to be a booming town. I mean, we're skipping around a little bit. When the pandemic
came. Yeah, well, that was way back.
Yeah.
And of course, Father's neighbors were those who were the early neighbors who were just the Craigs and the. And a few of those, I don't remember who came after Craig's, but that's all told in the story.
In the history, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Craig's came here with a grandfather. Yeah. First up, you know, Jesse Craig came here with grandfather, but he went back for the winter, and grandfather stayed here, and then Mr. Craig came back the following year. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's
mm-hmm.
all written in
the history.
So really, grandfather was the very first. I mean.
And your father was the first white child, did I understand
yeah.
that? They say was born. So,
and people have said to me, Well, I didn't know there were colored people up there. When you say first white child,
first
nobody naturally thinks we refer to black and black people. And then we tell them that there was an
Indian
child born the same day in a teepee down by the bank of the river. And Father had told me his name many times, and I thought it was, as I recall it, this is what I said anyway, P.L. Sousa. That's what Father had told me his name was. P.L.
Sousa.
Does that ring any bell with you?
No.
What do you remember your school days, Nancy? I don't suppose you do any cutting up like kids do today.
Well, my early recollections were, going to school to the Mary. And I went only a short time to Miss Buckley. But I remember we kids all cried when Miss Buckley left.
Everybody loved her.
And I remember there was a lovely big pine tree out back. And we had picnics there on the last day of school under the pine tree. That pine tree, Fred probably could tell you right when that pine tree was cut. Beautiful pine tree, right? Do you remember that pine tree, Fred?
Yes, I do. I think that Mr. Barrow was the one that had that cut without anybody say so.
There was something about it, I know, that wasn't very happy.
Damaris Merriman must have been a wonderful person, though. I've always heard about her.
Oh, yeah.
She was a school teacher. She brought music in, didn't she, wasn't it?
Yes, and have you know, in Father's story, he gives her a real, what did he say? He wanted to give her a boost or something like that.
I thought she was the most outstanding person that ever came to town, or was born in town.
Yeah.
Up to the time that he passed away, he felt that she was the most outstanding of anybody he had known.
Quite a compliment.
And she had that terrible illness, I suppose it was polio. Of course, they didn't know about polio then. And she was 3 years in there, like in bed, in there at the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Stearns, who was here to preach in the Congregational Church, helped her a good deal in her studies. She went there and helped her with her studies. And her mother taught her music. And afterwards, she played the piano and the organ for great many years. But she said she got most of her instruction right then.
He taught her Latin, and I believe he taught her French.
I don't remember what the studies were.
What was the congregation minister's name?
Stearns.
Stearns.
George Stearns.
George W. Stearns.
And he married a cousin of ours. Stearns.
And they lived out, that's where the Merriman Road gets its name, out where Don's pine trees out there too.
Mm-hmm.
Still there. Well, now the Baptist Church was up.
The Baptist Church was right up there, just this side of the bridge, right where the youngsters go down in there to the swimming pool. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have their outdoor baptisms right there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been up there. The baptism.
It doesn't look the least bit
the
same. I never would know the same.
The church set up. I think they must have taken gravel or something out of
the
church set up.
Now, Murphy's father was one of the first Baptist ministers, wasn't he? Was he at one time, no?
Oh, no. He wasn't anywhere near the first one.
Who?
Mr. Trafton.
Trafton?
Oh, no. No.
I don't know who the early Baptist minister
was. I've heard the history of it, too, but I do remember Murphy telling about it.
In that little leaflet that we have, it tells who the first minister was, and all the ones that...
The Baptist minister?
No, the congregation.
Of course, knowing Murphy, I mean, the name Trafton meant something.
Yes.
Then they moved it down.
Well, it was a long while ago that they were here now, but he wasn't the first one by any name.
That was after I was married and gone away from home before the Trafton came.
Father gave them the lot for their church up there, and then they wanted to move in town. So he exchanged with them and gave them the lot where the church now stands. He gave a lot for all the churches.
He must have been a wonderful man.
When you want to
put it on.